Today, we'll talk about special things you can be chosen for during your Disney World trip. That's coming up on this episode 18 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert, the creator of WDWPrepSchool.com. I welcome you to the show today. You can find me on the website a couple times a week and all over social media, and in particular the Facebook page, which tends to be the most talkative and lots of people chiming in on different topics, and that's at facebook.com/WDWPrepSchool. Now, today we're talking about being chosen for special events at Disney World, like parades or park openings, things like that. And I have a special guest in for this because I actually have not been chosen for much myself. And this is someone named Jody Williams, who I've talked about before, I believe on episode 13, which was about adding extra magic, because Jody and her husband and son, they've been chosen for lots of things. And she, on her website, talks about all those experiences and gives tips. And I thought we should just have her on, because surely her enthusiasm that allows her to get picked for these special events will be an asset to have on the podcast. And she can share that information with us. And she definitely did. She's one of the most delightful people I've ever spoken to. So I'll have that in just a minute. Before I get into the interview with Jody, I wanted to take a second to remind you that if you're an iTunes user, I would appreciate if you could leave a rating and review. It certainly has helped this podcast to move up the ranks. And there's the number one topic in the travel category is Disney World. So there's certainly lots of competition. And I did want to take a second to read today's five-star review of the day. And it is left by someone named Wyatt France. And the subject is number one choice, even for a veteran Dizzer. It says, I have been to Disney World almost a dozen times, and I'm always looking for new and exciting ideas. I recently turned to podcasts to get my news and facts of things I never knew existed. I listened to 12 different podcasts on a weekly basis, and they all seem to be the same material. I've learned more from Shannon and her podcast than any other podcast. It's the little things that she fills you in on. She covers topics that no other shows talk about. Most podcasts only cover news, while Shannon covers the essentials needed to have a wonderful trip. I love the tips on apps, Fairy Godmailer, and the number one meet and greet. I love learning new things about the park that I love, and Shannon delivers. Thanks so much for sharing your secrets, and keep them coming. Thank you, Wyatt. I really appreciate that. And I do listen to a lot of podcasts, including the news ones that you mentioned, and I do enjoy those. But my goal here is to sort of take the news along with lots of things I learned over the years and kind of interpret that into a way that you can implement it for your trip. So I appreciate that you kind of, that's your takeaway as well, and that you took the time to leave a review there. If you want to leave a review, you can do that obviously through the iTunes app on your phone or computer, or you can go to wdwprepschool.com/iTunes, and it will take you there as well. And your review may be used on a future episode. Now, I'm going to go ahead and dive into today's interview. And don't forget that at the end, I always have a quick tip of the day. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's hear from Jody Williams and hear her discussion about different special events she's been chosen for. And she'll share some tips with you as well. Today, I have Jody Williams on the podcast, and Jody is somebody that I have mentioned before because she and her husband and son have been chosen for so many special events at Disney World, and so I'm excited to have her here today so she can share some of her experiences and what those were like. Hello, Jody.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast, and now, instead of just talking about you, we can talk to you.
I don't know. I think there's something to be talking about someone, but I am happy to join.
So, if you could just give a short sort of background about your family and what your interest is in, like, the theme parks and Disney in general, and just sort of share your enthusiasm.
Well, sure. Thanks, Shannon. My family, which consists of my husband, our now 11-year-old son, and myself, we have traveled to Walt Disney World 11 times. We have trip number 12 that we are counting down to as of right now. And we enjoy staying on property. Every time we've gone, we've stayed right there on property. And we appreciate all four of the Disney theme parks as well as the water parks. And interestingly enough, I think Hollywood Studios is probably our favorite. You know, people don't have to throw tomatoes at us as I say that, but it's usually a toss up between Epcot and Studios. We appreciate all the rest of the parks, but those happen to be our favorites.
Well, everybody's different, so that's interesting. That's right. That it's interesting that it's your favorite, but more power to you. Why not? Now, you said that you're getting ready to do your 12th. Disney trip, but I know you have an interest in cruising. So does that include the cruise as well?
Well, we have a 16-day adventure planned for this summer that will include 7 nights on the Disney Fantasy and a week at Walt Disney World.
Oh, perfect. And do you do the cruise first or the parks first?
When we have combined a sailing, or some people refer to that as land and sea, we prefer to do the sea first and then the land. And I have a variety of reasons for that, but that's just our preference.
We haven't done a Disney cruise before, but on our last trip, my son and I were discussing which order we would like. And yeah. I said, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And I said that I thought that after walking for days, you know, in the parks, it might be relaxing to then go on a cruise. But my son disagreed. He thought the opposite would be better. But it doesn't matter. It all sounds fun to me.
That ship. And so when it's really hard to leave that ship, and you know you're headed to more magic, it just makes it easier to leave.
Well, I guess that is something you would know as somebody who's done it so many times. I've never done a Disney cruise, so I don't know what that feels like. I just know what it feels like to leave Disney World. So I know that's a tough thing to do, too. Okay, so I first became aware of you because our family decided on our last trip that we wanted to try to get picked as family of the day. And I can't remember exactly how, but we ended up on your website because that's something your family has done many times. And so looking for, you know, tips and just to kind of see how it went. And I loved your enthusiasm. And I mean, that's probably why you got picked. It's your family's enthusiasm. So could you just talk a little bit about, before we get into the specifics, things that you've been chosen for, can you give some sort of general tips for how someone could be chosen for an event or for, you know, whatever it is, a show or whatever?
Sure. I would say one of our fail-safe tips is that when we're at Walt Disney World, and actually any place that we try to go to as a family, that we are in the state of mind that we are going to play, we are going to have fun, and we are going to make the most of whatever experience that we are having. And the other thing that we try to do is no matter what a cast member asks of us, we are going to say yes. And we're going to say yes instantaneously, without even knowing for sure what it is that they're going to ask us to do. But that's just our rule of thumb, that whenever somebody asks you, you say yes. And that has created lots of magic for us.
So enthusiasm and willingness to do whatever is part of it for you. And now, as part of that enthusiasm, would you also say that wearing matching shirts increases your odds? Has that been your experience?
That has also been our experience. That's a little bit of a family tradition that we have now after 11 trips, that we do wear matching shirts every day of our trip, including our travel day to Walt Disney World on planes and travel home. And so it makes it very easy to pack, makes it very easy to decide what people are going to wear during the course of our vacation and each day. And I think what it does is it just helps us, Shannon, to be recognized. We stand out. If there's the three of us and we're all wearing bright matching shirts, it's just another layer of helping us to get noticed.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you never really know why you got picked, because it's up to the cast members, but I have to believe that helps you appear. Before they even talk to you, it shows that you're enthusiastic and you planned ahead.
And I think we just catch their eye.
Yeah. And I, you know, in some families, the kids will be, you know, decked out, but not the parents. And in your case, it's everybody. So it's, you got the whole package there.
It is everybody. And we have a grand time. My friends just sort of warned me that eventually my son may grow out of that. And I'm hopeful that that is not the case.
Yeah, I guess you never really know. Some people, I think some kids that age feel too cool to keep doing it. And some kids don't care.
I hope not. We have more new shirts coming.
Yeah. So at least for this trip, you better be into it.
Right.
Okay. So, so there's been several things that you have been, chosen to do. So, can you kind of describe like the first one that comes to mind and like what it was like and what you got to do to, as you were chosen for that?
Sure. I would say one that comes to mind is actually being selected to be in the parade at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And that was a marvelous experience. It was one of our many experiences being honored or celebrated at a Disney park. And it was a one of a kind experience. We were very glad that we were able to do that.
Now that's the afternoon parade at Animal Kingdom. Yes. And when you were in the parade, were you sitting on top of a float or how did that work?
We were assigned a certain float that it was right before Minnie, if that makes any difference. And the floats have seatbelts on them. So we were buckled in. The particular float we were on actually could have had four people on it. I happened to count the seatbelts before we sat down. And so I kind of went, oh, okay. They could have chosen a party of four here, but we were a party of three. And we were given costumes to wear. We were given hats and vests to wear. And we also were given earplugs because the music is piped through the floats as they move through the parade. And each float sort of has its own music. So as the parade goes by, it sounds as if the music is traveling with the parade because it literally is. And so we were given earplugs to wear in case that music became overwhelming for us.
Wow. So when you were chosen for that, was it a strategic thing where you knew where to go and at what time?
Absolutely not. It was fates. We were traversing around Animal Kingdom. We had just gone to the character landing to meet Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, and Eeyore. And as we were going back up the hill, there was a cast member there who just started to talk to us. And he, and actually we kind of used the restroom. We were taking a break and then we were going to go eat across the way at Flame Tree Barbecue. And he just started to have a conversation with us and asked us if we were aware of the parade in the afternoon. And we said, yes, we were. And then at that point, he asked us if we would like to be in the parade. And we said, sure. So he gave us some directions about where to go and what time and who to ask for. It was written down on a little piece of paper. So when we went to go to lunch and have a great lunch at Flame Tree Barbecue, we knew then that we were going to be in the afternoon parade. So that was pretty exciting.
That's really nice. That's fun.
Yes.
It's So that's really fun. So Animal Kingdom Parade is your first one. What's another thing that you guys have been chosen for?
Well, I would say sort of the cake topper is that we were picked to open Magic Kingdom.
The ultimate.
The ultimate. Yes. Yes.
And that's the family of the day.
It is the family of the day at Magic Kingdom. And we, the story there was we did arrive somewhat early to Magic Kingdom. It was not an extra magic hour day. It was just a regular opening day. And we struck up a conversation with a cast member. And before we knew it, we were taken behind the ropes and there's a little bench towards the left side, the left entrance as you're looking towards the train station. And we were sitting there and various cast members would come and talk to us and those kinds of things. And then we had about 30 minutes of just whirlwind activity after that.
Now, was that at a time when the Toontown area still existed?
No.
Okay. Cause
Toontown,
I think
was
I think that might have been a different experience because I think when that existed, people were taken back into that area if they were family of the day. Okay. But it didn't exist when you were there. So after being, and so tell us, was that a strategic thing? You showed up early hoping to be picked?
Yes. And if you were to ask my husband, he would say he knew that that's what's going to happen because we were staying at Coronado Springs that morning for that trip. And that morning when we were making our way to the bus stop, we saw an armadillo walk right in front of us on the sidewalk. And we've never had that experience before. And so he would say that was sort of our sign that the day was going to be a little bit different than all of our other days at Magic Kingdom. And so we went with a smile and we just started to converse with the people around us.
So, you were chosen. Excuse me. I have something in my throat. You were chosen in 30 minutes of whirlwind activity. And what was involved in that 30 minutes?
That whirlwind activity was after we were sitting on the bench and the cast members were walking by and, you know, saying hello, that this wonderful cast member named Barbara sort of swept us up and she took us through the tunnel and we were greeted with the fire truck right there on the town square inside the Magic Kingdom. And we were told, we were introduced to our own personal photographer. His name was John. And there was even a small moment story with John later on during our 30 minutes. And we were taken up Main Street in the fire truck and our photographer took pictures of us. Then we were in the hub. And so the photographer took pictures of us in the Rose Garden and in front of the castle and in the fire truck and around the fire truck. And then we made our way back down Main Street in the fire truck again. And then we were let off in front of the train station and we went upstairs and here are all of those lovely cast members in their dresses and they're the ones that sing good morning. And so we got pictures with them and we got to meet the mayor. We were given some directions a little bit and pretty soon here came the train and we crossed the tracks and waved to the crowd gathering in front of the Magic Kingdom and did the countdown until the fireworks and the confetti went off and the park opened. And we thought that was sort of the end. We were also given a fast pass that we could use anytime during the course of the day, because obviously we weren't with the throngs of people heading into the park to go grab their first set of fast passes. So that was a lovely gift to be able to have a fast pass that we could use. But we thought the magic was over at that point in time. And there was still more that came after that.
Which was what?
Well, we were taken out of the train station. And as all the guests were coming into the Magic Kingdom, here was the double-decker bus. And we were asked to climb on. We got to climb all the way to the top and sit in the very front. My son was just thrilled. And other guests then climbed onto the bus because they were going to make their way down Main Street to the hub. And our driver was Barbara again, and she's honking the horn and saying over the loudspeaker that, hey, this is the Williams family, the family of the day. And when we got down to the hub and all the rest of the guests got off of the double-decker bus, our photographer was still with us. And as a matter of fact, he went when the park was opening, he went down into the middle of the throngs and took pictures of us from in front of the train station. So he captured all of that for us. He was our personal photopass photographer. And he was still taking pictures of us. And then we had another photo session right in front of Cinderella's castle with the double-decker bus. So there were even more photos that were taken at that point. So it was about 9:15 or so when all of this was done. And my husband looked at me and he goes, you know, we might as well just call it a day because I don't know that our day is going to get any better than this.
No, that you peaked early that day. Can you hear me?
It had been, but we soldiered on and continued with the rest of our day.
The cast member Barbara that you mentioned, is she by chance an African American woman who likes to dance?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I know Barbara. I know of Barbara. Okay. She's actually featured very prominently on the current Magical Express video that plays when you're going to and from the airport.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she has lost 50 pounds. Because she dances in the afternoon parade and, she wanted to lose like 20 or 30 and she ended up losing a lot more. So if anybody, watches the video on Magical Express, you'll see Barbara for sure. So it sounds like Barbara has a lot of roles and, she was a big part of your day there.
Yes, definitely.
So her enthusiasm is infectious, and I would like to run into her sometime, but I've only seen her on video. Okay, so that's very fun, and that's definitely the one experience that I think a lot of people would love to be chosen for is the Magic Kingdom Family of the Day. So that's really fun that you were able to be chosen for that. What's something else that you guys have done?
Well, and this is actually for my husband, but we cannot sit through the Indiana Jones stunt spectacular without him being chosen as an extra and being taken onto stage and then put into costume and participating in the show. It's just one of those things we know is going to happen when we get there.
So that's a goal for him to be able to be chosen. So you show up early for that and you know where to go. Is that how it works?
Well, we actually sit in the same spot every time. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. Our last trip, my husband and son went to Star Tours, and I said, okay, well, I'll meet you at Indiana Jones. You know where I'll be. Okay. And I think, Shannon, if you say that in the, you know, for this amphitheater that holds thousands of people, that sort of tells you that we've been there several times and that we sit in the same spot. But we sit in the same location. And the trick is we make sure he's under a light, because there are various lights throughout that amphitheater. And so we make sure the light is shining down on him. And as soon as it even sounds like they're going to ask for volunteers, he is standing up and he is waving his hand. And it has worked like a charm every time. And so if that's something that people want to participate in, I would just recommend that you don't hesitate at all. If at any time there's an asking for volunteers, if there's even a moment or a second of hesitation, like, do I want to do this or not? The moment will be gone and the opportunity will have been gone. So you have to know right away that you're willing to say yes and what you're willing to do.
That's a good tip, because the cast members only have so much time to pick people out to be in the show. So
that's right.
And so for people who haven't been before, the Indiana Jones show is a combo of stunt people and volunteers, and they all work together to show how some of the special effects work on the stage. So your husband has been an extra during that show. So that's really fun.
It is fun.
What else have you done?
Well, we've been picked to open Epcot before, and we've also been picked to open Animal Kingdom to count down the opening. They were very similar in terms of you were taken beyond the turnstiles or beyond the gates, and the rest of the people, the rest of the guests were looking at you as you counted down. And at Animal Kingdom, we actually were escorted back and got to be on the very first safari ride of the day. We also had access to a photographer for a period of time. And then after our special first safari ride, we were presented with some certificates that said, you know, congratulations, you were chosen as the family of the day. So that was quite an honor, and we were excited that we were able to do that as well. And Epcot has a similar experience just right inside the gates, and typically a family is chosen, and they also get to count down the opening of the park. Our experience went a little bit further, and we had some rides on Test Track that were included, but I think that's changed a little bit over the course of time. And so it's right now what we've seen is the family of the day gets to count down the opening of the park right inside the turnstiles. And that's still quite an honor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's changed, but I think either way it would still be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
So great. So, well, I appreciate you sharing some of your experiences with park openings and parades and the being chosen for a show. Could you share what your blog URL is so people could go there and check out the pictures and see what it looked like?
Sure. And we'd love to have people visit our blog. It's www.toddjody.blogspot.com. And oftentimes if you're on WW Prep, there's a link to the blog. And so we certainly appreciate that.
Yes. And in the show notes, I will include it as well. So if people are in the car and can't remember the URL, it will be in the show notes as usual. And what I like on your site too is that when you get there, you kind of have a list of different things right at the, you know, top of the site, so people can kind of click around and see different things that you've done. Your family also has cruised many times, so you have a lot of cruise information and that kind of stuff as well.
Yes, and we have reviews of all of our dining experiences that we've had at Walt Disney World, and we typically add on to that at each trip because we choose new restaurants that we want to visit each time. And that same, those same magical experiences of being chosen for special things, it also extended onto the Disney ships. And our son's been selected to be on shows right on stage at the Walt Disney Theater. And he was sort of the star of one of the holiday happenings on board during our last cruise, where he was chosen to be the holiday prince of the sea. So I don't know, maybe it's him. Maybe our son leads this charmed life, and it's quite fun to see him be the center of attention like that.
Yeah. You'll have to do an experiment. If you go without him, you'll have to see if it works the same way.
We'll have to think about that one.
Yeah. Someday. I used to feel guilty going places without my kids. And now I'm like, yeah, they've been plenty of times. I don't need to feel guilty. But so maybe someday you'll get that opportunity as well. Well, I appreciate you being here, and it's been fun to talk to you. And I knew from reading your site that your enthusiasm would come across. And I definitely think that's happened. So appreciate you being here, Jody.
Oh, thank you, Shannon. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed that discussion with Jody Williams. I certainly did. I do apologize for some of the microphone issues that came across on the audio there. I'm not really sure what happened, but that's bound to happen when you're using technology and relying on an internet connection. So I wanted to, before we wrap up today, talk about my quick tip of the day. My quick tip of the day is regarding the Fantasmic show at Hollywood Studios. And this show, when you go in the entrance, which is located near Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster, it is a long walk in. So you go in and you have no idea that you're going to be walking for, I don't know, a long time. It's the longest walk to get to anything, I think. And so you finally get in and you get seated. And then where you come in is actually at the top left of the theater. So you come in from there, and then you can pick where to sit and watch the show. And I just wanted to share a tip with you that most people think that they should exit the same way that they came in. But an easier way is to actually go out the top right of the theater, and that path takes you right to the front of the park. And so it's still a bit of a walk once you go out that way, but it prevents you from having to walk out to the entrance and then to the front of the park. It actually takes you right to the front of the park. So today's quick tip of the day is to exit top right from the Fantasmic show. And I hope that is helpful to you. I think that's going to wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, including all the notes that were mentioned, you can visit wdwprepschool.com/episode18. And that is the number 18. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.